knew it was a fellow vampire, and I knew his intentions. With as much stealth as I could manage, I also aimed for the child to try to snatch it up before the other vile creature could reach it. I heard the heartbeats of the man talking to me, and of a nearby fellow predator, a panther, whose strong heart rested with anticipation. The abyss was much deeper than I thought it could be. Water dampened all of my senses. I hit bottom. It had been hours since I had fallen off the stern of the ship.
Suffice it to say between us that you are not a common stranger.
She paused.
You are full of power, but then you know that. And you and I know that it's not natural.
It froze at the edge. Again, it became part of the window, solid and unmoving for a minute or two. It was hard to mark the time with this going on. As though bellowing loudly, Zhong mistook for a moment that he himself had gone deaf.
A lark has come to visit you.
That's it, Doctor. No more warnings. He twisted Gilbert's head backward. A searing jolt of pain overcame all of Gilbert's senses for a few seconds, and then he sank the teeth into Gilbert's neck.